Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I'm just trying to... All right, I'll tell you what. Let's finish up sexual harassment just because, you know, it's not the world's most fun topic. But I think understanding that the workforce has changed significantly in the last... certainly in the last 20 to 30 years. And the idea of women in the workplace, the idea of women at work, I mean, the idea of 9 to 5, I think they're bringing that to Broadway this year. But that... to a certain extent, if looking at that movie, was it Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton, and Dabney Coleman, remember, and the great song, it sort of seems dated at the time because there's so many more women working, and Dolly in those tight shirts, I mean, you sort of could argue that the women, she wouldn't dress that way. And it's not even that she wouldn't dress that way because her boss would think that she was asking for trouble. But other women, somebody in HR would come and say, listen, you're really good at what you do, but you're not dressed in an appropriate way for a workplace environment. And I don't think that would be sexual harassment. I think that's, I mean, maybe because I'm always being told that I'm not dressing appropriately for a workplace environment, and I keep pointing out that as talent, I'm allowed to dress any way I want, and not to mention I'm on radio. So, but it is an issue, and you can hear that there's some real anguish involved with it. Remember Clarence Thomas, that whole thing? That was a very difficult time for a lot of women. I remember when that verdict was announced, and an awful lot of women were very upset with that because it was part of our lives, and we sort of felt like this was, you know, that Anita was going to sort of save us from this kind of thing, and that isn't what happened. And it was, but I think that verdict, even though it was not... it was really not pro-women at all. And you could argue that there was enough evidence or whatever, but I think it did mark a sea change. I think that was the beginning of men understanding that regardless of what their motives were, that it was not okay to behave that way anymore, that it was unprofessional, it was not appropriate for the workplace on either their part or the woman's part. And I think that it has changed things, but you can hear there's true anguish involved. All right, let's keep going.
Okay. Antonio says, I was bullied and sexually harassed in the U.S. Navy. Why do they call it discipline when it's clearly abuse? I should call and talk with Dr. Joy.
Yes, you should. 855-993-7569. Yeah, and it's not an unusual story, which doesn't make it any less painful. And, again, I've done stories on it in the past, especially for both men and women, that when you get a rigid order with people having a huge amount of power over another one's life, you're really, you know, it's like the statement says that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And in rigid societies, and certainly the military would be considered a military or a rigid society, and they would argue that they have to be. You're talking about life and death, you're talking about discipline, you're talking about people following orders without questioning them, but that still doesn't give people the right to bully other people. It really doesn't. And it doesn't create... It's not an efficient war machine either. There's one thing about discipline, and there's one thing about respect, and there's one thing about following orders, and there's a complete other about bullying and fear. They're not the same. Keep going.
Okay, let's see. Rebecca says, one time this guy took me to a restaurant, and we sat in a room with a curtain for privacy. Then he started forcing me to perform sexual acts on him. Then he wanted to escape to let me pay the bill, but I caught him just in time.
Whoa!
Oh, my good Lord.
What a creep!
I've learned from that experience to never allow any guy to take me to a private room. My dates are now in public places.
Well, I told this story before, which wasn't quite as gruesome as yours, of somebody on my committee who took me to the Playboy Club. I mean, think about that for a moment. That would define, someone would lose their job over that if this happened today. And I think he was really, I don't think he was vicious at all. I don't even think he was a bully. I just think he was dumb. you know, and I was going to say naive, but I think it goes beyond that. It was just completely inappropriate. I mean, first of all, I was the first PhD student in the department. I was, I think, the only woman at the time in the department. And so he takes me to the Playboy Club. And I think it was probably to kind of impress me, but you don't take a young woman to a place with underdressed women. I'm not sure you take anybody there in a professional capacity, but you certainly don't take a woman. And but the good news was that that's at that time the Playboy Club, and I think part of the reason he probably took me is just he was showing off, and it was a place that you could get at the time what was considered a relatively decent lunch for not very much money, and because they served I think steak and French fries or something. And the reason I remember it is that he put ketchup all over his French fries and somehow ended up upending the plate on his lap with a whole lot of ketchup on it. So he had a lap. And I didn't have anything to do with it, honest. I know someone thinking, boy, Joy, that's really good voodoo. It was, I don't even think I was thinking about it. That if you're dumb enough, you're really protected from this. It was cheerful and stupid before I ever sort of figured out it was actually a viable philosophy. I think I probably sort of lived in that cheerful and stupid bubble for a large part of my life, and it's very protective. You make somebody else do the heavy lifting, but he had heavy lifting with ketchup all over him. And if he did that kind of thing today, I mean, he'd be fired. First of all, he would never do it. Do the Playboy Clubs even exist anymore?
Not that I know of.
Not
I mean,
that
they
I
got
know
that, that restaurant Hooters. It'd be the same thing as taking.
Yeah, if he, exactly. If you took me to Hooters. I actually had somebody who, on a date, said, "Do you want to go to Hooters?" I said, "Are you out of your mind? You want to go to Chippendales?" I don't play. All right, what else we got?
All right, Stephanie says, "As a kid, I was flashed two times on the streets in public, and as a 17-year-old leaving a late-night counter help minimum wage job, taking a seemingly safe taxi home, the driver asked for a blowjob, saying he'd give me $15. This was 1981.
That's cheap.
What the is wrong with people?
Well, it was 1981.
Evidently.
Yeah, see, the 80s were a completely different kind of decade with respect to this. And I think part of it was that women were just beginning to sort of, I mean, think about all the things that happened in the 80s. Black Panthers, women's movement. I mean, a lot of things happened in the 80s that really changed. Vietnam changed the perception of what people in power could do to people who didn't have power. Because if you look at it, it's really interesting. I went to see Hamilton last night, which I know I've been talking about for a long time, and I'll review it next week. I'm not going to review it today, except to say that when I reviewed it, because I saw it last year when I was downtown, that it was the first hip-hop musical on Broadway, and it's reinventing Broadway. And it's sold out for the next 8 months and should be. And I took a friend. We were talking at intermission about she had gone to see Straight Out of Compton last weekend, which was hip-hop as well. It's the sort of backstory, the bio of N.W.A. And both of us thought that these two had a lot in common. I was talking about the fact that music has always been part of revolution. You know, that you have songs, you have and slogans. And to a certain extent, what hip-hop does, even though it's not my favorite form of music, you can see how it could be a tool for revolution, for change, because it combines two factors. It combines essentially slogans, easy-to-understand phrases, with a beat, with some kind of music. Music alone can't do it because it doesn't have enough words to it. It only has the emotions. Words in and of themselves are made much more effective when you put a beat to them. So you can see how hip-hop, and I think what Straight Out of Compton does, and to a certain extent what Hamilton does, both of them sort of explain how you can mount a revolution, how you can move people by rhythmic words, by chanting. And it really is as old as human history, but it was very interesting, the juxtaposition of having Straight Out of Compton being the number one movie last week, and Hamilton, which is probably the number one play on Broadway right now, essentially using exactly the same tool and for the same effect, and watching the effect it has on the audience. Because music that just is meant to soothe has a whole different aspect and function than music that's meant to sort of arouse and especially to focus in a particular direction. It's an interesting discussion. All right, the 80s, interesting decade. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Jean, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Aloha, doctor.
Aloha to you. Does that mean you're in Hawaii?
Yes, it is.
Cool. What time
or
is
yes,
it?
Yes, I am. I should say. It is, let's see, it's 8:20 a.m.
Well, you little early bird. Hello. Welcome. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a Facebook podcast listener because we don't have you on the radio here, but kind of like the podcast a little better because I can take them when I'm ready instead of when they're on. So,
absolutely.
And I have a concern about a problem that my sister's been having for many, many, many years. It just doesn't get any better, and I'm a little bit concerned about how she's kind of handling it. My sister has a kind of a controlling husband. He's always been a good provider and everything, but he's not a very personable person. He doesn't have a lot of friends, and he's bossy to her. I mean, he likes to boss her around. He criticizes her a lot. And I have seen this, even though we live far apart, I have seen this with my own eyes and ears, and it's not very pleasant for her. But instead of doing something about it, she'll just kind of complain to me, and the kind of the main reason why I wanted to talk to you is because she complains a lot to our mother. Our mother is 90-something years old, and our mother is very healthy and very with it and very, you know, all right. But I don't know. I don't like my mother getting upset because her daughter is constantly complaining about this man that she refuses to do anything about.
Okay. So what do you do when she complains? Okay, what do you do when she complains to you?
Well, it happens frequently, and course I'll start by sympathizing, like,
okay. Let me suggest something else.
I'll tell her, okay.
Go ahead and tell me what you tell her. All right, you start out saying, gee, that's too bad. Then you say...
Lately, I've started telling her, you know what, just tell him to shut up.
Okay.
Tell him if he doesn't like it to get out. I said, stand up to him. I said, he's a bully. That's the only way he's going to go away is because if you stand up to him.
All right, then so what does she say?
She says, I know, I have to,
okay.
I do. I know.
How long has she been married?
Like 29 years.
Okay, let me say a couple things to you. What you're doing, I don't even need to tell you, won't work because you're seeing it's not working.
Yes, you're right.
So here's the deal. What I would say to here's how I'd set the conversation. I would say, you know, I was thinking about our last conversation, and it occurred to me I wanted to ask you a question. If you won the lottery tomorrow, would you stay in your marriage or would you go? Okay? And she's going to say one of two things. She's going to say either, man, I'd be so out of here. Or she's going to say, no, you know, I love him. You know, he's impossible, but I love him. Okay? Now, if she says, I'm out of here, then what you can say is, we need to think about how to make you economically viable because you're not talking about love. You're talking about financial dependency at this moment. So let's talk about that. Okay? It's equally likely. I don't know anything about your sister, so I don't know what she's going to say. If she says, no, I love him, then what you're going to say is, look, I want to make you a deal. I listened to this woman on the radio, and she says, because somebody called with exactly your problem, you don't have to tell her it was you. And what Joy said was, look, you think that you're helping your sister because you're listening to her complain about her husband. But what happens is she hangs up the phone, she feels better, you feel worse, nothing happens. So you are inadvertently, as much as you love your sister, you are enabling her. You are allowing her to stay in a situation that is untenable, or maybe it's not untenable, but she's feeling better, you're feeling worse, and nothing's changed. So you can then say to your sister, Jean, I'll make you a deal. And so what happens is that I don't like your husband because you tell me all these terrible things about her. So when you want me to come and visit, I don't want to come visit because I think he's a jerk.
You're exactly correct.
And then you get mad at me. Yeah, then you get mad at me.
Yep.
So here's the new deal I propose. My new deal is get yourself a therapist, call Brown, get yourself a diary, do whatever you want. I will talk with you about anything on this planet except your husband, and you may want to include other brothers and sisters or whatever. I will because you feel better, I feel worse, nothing changes. Know that I will listen to you talk about anything. You're always welcome here. If at some point you decide to leave him, I will help you do whatever you want. But in the meantime, I don't want to hear it, because what happens is nothing changes. I hate him, then you hate me, and it just makes things worse and worse. So it's your problem. I've suggested what you do about it. You don't want to listen. I get that. So I'll make you a deal. We don't talk about it, and if you try to talk about it, you've got to give me $20 because I'm not going to listen. If I even say anything negative about your husband, I'll give you $20, and we will talk about movies, we'll talk about politics, we will talk about pineapple, we will talk about the weather, we will talk about tuna fish. But we're not going to talk about your marriage anymore. Now, she's going to get very teary-eyed on you, and she's going to say, Gene, I don't have anybody else I can talk to about this. I feel so isolated, so alone. And what you're going to say is, kiddo, it's just not working. I've been listening to this for 29 years, and you're going to do one of two things. You're either going to leave him, at which point I will help you do whatever you want, or you're going to stay with him, at which point, by not bad-mouthing him to me, I will have an easier time with it, and you can decide what you're going to do about it. But this is not workable. And as long as it's not workable, let's stop doing it. Now, the issue with your mom is going to be a lot more complicated, because, let me tell you why, think of how much of a difficulty you have telling your sister, I'm not going to listen anymore. Your mother is 90. She loves your sister. She wants to be there for her. Not to mention, your mom is probably feeling a little deprived. Nobody calls her. You know, all she has to worry about is her lumbago and hearing other people's conversation about their lumbago. So there's a part of her, of your mom, that kind of, it's not that she gets off on it, because it's not, she's not happy with your sister being unhappy, but it reminds her of a more viable, vibrant time in her life where she was more useful. So the likelihood of you saying to your mom, listen, you got to stop listening to Linda talk about this, it's probably not going to happen. What you can say to your mom is, Mom, this is what I've decided, that I'm not helping Linda at all. That either she's going to leave Stephen or she's not going to leave Stephen, but there's nothing I can do about it, and I don't want to make it easier for her to stay, because every time I listen to her complain, then it's easier for her to stay because I've acted as a pressure valve. I want the pressure to mount, if that's what she wants to do, enough for her to get herself going a life. Now, remember, you've already started the discussion that says, if you won the lottery, would you stay or would you go? And we've either established that she loves him, at which point we do that whole thing. If she says, no, I'd leave, then we talk about how to make her economically viable. But the point is, saying to your sister, you can't talk to mom about it, you have no control over that. Saying to your mom, don't listen to her about it. Try it yourself and then show that this is working better. And if your mom's 90, she may or may not be remembering all this. She may or may not be upset with it for any length of time. You think about it for a minute. Let me put you on hold. I'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jean, who's got a sister who's married essentially to what Jean would view as a thug. And she's been married to him for almost 30 years. And she comes to Jean, and Jean goes, oh, too bad. And then she said, you have to leave him, and nothing changes. And I'm saying, look, make a deal with her that we'll talk about anything except your marriage and your husband, because it makes you feel better, makes me feel worse. Nothing changes, so in the long run, I'm not doing you any favors. I'll give you $20 if I say anything negative about him. You give me $20 if you say anything negative about him, and we'll talk about other stuff. And that will work if both of you stick to it. She's going to get tearful, as I said, and say, I have no one to talk to about this. Say, call Brown, get a therapist, do whatever you want. But, it's just not, my stomach hurts every time I see you. I don't want to see him. It's making our sisterhood very difficult. In terms of your mom, try it first, and if you can do it, you may be able to present it to your mom. But understand, she's going to be a different issue, but your mom gets to work out whatever relationship she wants to with your sister, just as you get to work out whatever relationship you want with your mom. So,
I have a hard time, and my sister doesn't do this maliciously or anything, but
no, I know.
You know, she'll call and she'll be upset, she'll be tearful, and she'll be, you know, complaining and gotta vent this out. But then, you know, she gets everybody in the family all riled up, and then a few hours later, I'll get a text from her, and it'll be, "Well, we had a talk, and things are better."
Yeah, but Jean,
it's such a pattern.
Jean, but I told you that. So I told you what the solution was. Understand. Okay. That this isn't about her behavior at this moment. This is about yours, which means you're going to have you have some possibility of affecting your own behavior. You have essentially none or very little about affecting hers. So what you want to do is do what you can do. And it will work if you really do hang in there and say, okay, here's why. You know, do the question again. If you won the lottery, if she says I'd stay, then say, okay, here's the deal. We got to work out a new deal. Because I love you, but when the phone rings, my stomach hurts. I don't like him.
Yeah.
You get mad at me because I don't like him. So here's the deal. $20 if I say anything bad about him. $20 if you say anything bad about him. Let's not talk about your marriage. We'll talk about other stuff and see how it goes. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will give that advice a try. And may I ask you one to comment on a piece of advice that I hear you frequently giving to callers? And
sure.
I've had a little difficulty with this. I'm a person that likes to do volunteer work, and in my old home on a different island than I live now, I had, you know, opportunities, and I used to volunteer at the Salvation Army and here and there. But I'm finding lately, in the last couple of years probably, every time that I've gone, like, to an assisted living facility or even the public libraries and tried to find some volunteer work, I've been told numerous times that we're not taking volunteers now because we don't have money to do background checks. And being a mature, stable person, I don't know why they would have a problem offering me or, you know, at least giving me a screening. But when I hear that advice given to people that have some sort of a little bit of personality conflict or deficiency mentally or something, and I've heard you suggest many, many times that people go, and one boy I remember, he was a teenager, and I think he was good at playing a guitar, and you suggested that he go into a facility and, you know, play guitar for the old folks, which would be wonderful, but they just don't let you in.
I think it depends on what the agency is. If you're going, it depends what you're doing. For example, I decided at one point I was going to go to New York Foundling Hospital, which is babies, because it was during the AIDS crisis, and there were a lot of babies that were being dumped, and they were babies that were born HIV positive, or they were alcohol fetal syndrome, so there were a lot of babies there. And I like babies. Babies like me. And the screening process, I actually have very high security clearances because I worked on the space program, and the screening to go and just play with these babies for a couple of hours every week was much more stringent, and including you had to take in, are you ready for this, a fecal sample. What can I tell you? All right, there we go. All right, so the point being that it depends what you're doing. On the other hand, if you volunteer on Sundays at a soup kitchen, you basically, you need to wear gloves and a hairnet and serve food, and you're highly supervised. When I ran an AIDS camp, we did background checks because there were going to be adults off with kids, where they were not necessarily going to be, you know, supervised. So it depends on what the situation is. But if you're going into housing for the elderly, and you can go and say, look, I'd like to come and run a computer program. They may want you to go and talk with somebody, and they may do a sort of cursory background check to make sure, except even if you're a 17-year-old, probably not going to do that. So you just need to sort of look for things where it's not going to be crucial, because you want a background check if you're going to have adults, for example, working with kids unsupervised.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It seems to be a little bit of a...
It depends where you're working. And what you can do is go to call up the United Fund or call up Salvation Army and say, look, I really want to do some volunteer work. And I understand that that a lot of agencies don't have the money to do background checks. So where is a place? I have a perfectly good background. I just want to be able to volunteer someplace. Where would you suggest? Because there's always places that can use volunteers. But I agree that there are some situations, as I said, and I thought, you know, I was naive. I thought to go and play with a baby. First of all, I'm not going to take the baby out of the hospital. But I think their point was, they not only, and I had to get like references from four or five different people. I mean, it wasn't ridiculous. They were just being, I don't know what they thought, that I could walk off with a baby. I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what their thinking was, but I've never had to go through that level of scrutiny, and I've gone through, you know, huge screening processes. So just find some place that doesn't really require that. And as I said, going to a local church and feeding the homeless on a soup kitchen, all you need is, you know, a hairnet and some gloves under, some plastic gloves under most circumstances.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll give that a try. Maybe I'll find a local soup kitchen and go and buy a hairnet.
Exactly. And look, when I moved 5,000 pounds of produce in a couple of hours in 93-degree heat, nobody cared who I was. I could have been Jack the Ripette. So all the people who were working with me, I don't think anybody vetted them. They were actually from a bank. So you just have to pick something that really requires, you know, a lot of brawn and not a lot of security risk. But, and again, rescuing food, quite often they don't, you don't need much of a, I mean, just shop around for some place that doesn't really require that kind of supervision, because it's not that kind of situation.
All right. Well, that's a very good suggestion. And because we've got a lot of agriculture here, probably working on a farm wouldn't be a bad thing to do either.
Yeah. Or maybe working, working in prisons, you probably do need to be vetted, to be quite honest. But working at a homeless shelter.
I'd rather a homeless shelter.
Reading at the library to kids.
My community is pretty limited as far as homeless shelters and stuff, but there are, you know, retirement places.
Yeah.
There's, you know, help, you know, assisted living. I'll find something.
Yeah, so. let me suggest, when you're going to be one-on-one with a person, they're probably going to be more likely to want to vet you than if you're going to be working with large groups of people so that in a public situation, because the whatever the risk they perceive is going to be much less. Where you worry about people is being one-on-one with a person in an isolated situation, because then we want to make sure that we're not putting the person we're trying to help or you at risk. So there's going to be a lot more vetting in that kind of context than there will be in a, for example, a soup kitchen.
Okay.
All righty?
All right. Well, thank you very much for the great advice, as usual.
Aloha. Yeah, we're changing all aspects of your life at this moment. Your relationship with Okay, kiddo.
Next time I'll call you back with more problems.
Well, perfect. I can hardly wait. Hopefully they'll only be interesting and because you've done so many new things. You have so many volunteer activities, and your sister is so excited that you have all these choices and you just need some help making the choices. Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aloha. Have you ever been to Hawaii, Trev?
No, but I would love to go.
It is a gorgeous place. I've been there a couple times, and you sort of forget your middle name. I, of course, don't have a middle name, so it's a little easier to forget it there. But it's just the most extraordinary. I mean, the weather is, the air is like velvet. So it's a beautiful place.
Cool.
It's a place to go when you live on the West Coast. For the East Coast, you do the Caribbean. Unless you like 15-hour plane flights. No! That would be me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So there. All right, Sinister comes out today. You're on your own about that. I don't see movies like that. You know, I don't like them, so I can't be fair about I know a couple who saw it who said it was so-so. So, Sinister, you're on your own. Hitman Agent 47. This is based on a video game, for heaven's sakes, called Hitman. Okay? It's the second one. The first one came out about 7 years ago. This one stars Rupert Friend. I guess people know him from Homeland, Pride and Prejudice, Hannah Ware, whom is attractive, Zachary Quinto, and Karen Hines. All right, here's the deal. It's 90 minutes. It's based on a video game. The dialogue is occasionally laughable, but this has got some of the best car chases. It's very violent. They're shooting everybody. I mean, it's a hitman, for heaven's sakes. And but it's nearly ballet. I mean, they're so well choreographed in slow motion, and I mean the body count. I don't know. I think you need a calculator. Don't even try with an abacus. And the cheekbones in this alone could cut silk. I mean, so if what you're going to a movie to see is a lot of noise, great car chases, great ballet shootouts, and great cheekbones, this is your movie. And it's got enough kind of plot twists in it and gorgeous people. I mean, the acting isn't bad. I think Rupert Friend is a really interesting actor. Zachary's always kind of fun to watch. And Hannah, I haven't seen before, but she's certainly pretty to look at. I thought it was actually a fun movie. Is it going to be around at awards time? No. Is it a perfect summer movie? Yeah. The rating is, does it say what the, it's R. But, you know, it kept me engaged. I had much more fun at it than I expected. Okay. Grandma, I must admit to you, Lily Tomlin is a bud, and I thought this was really fun. It's also got Marsha Gay Harden in it, Judy Greer, Julia Garner, and the best Sam Elliott performance you have ever seen in your life. The story may be a bit of a hard sell, to be quite honest. Grandma is Ellie Reed. She's a misanthrope. Her 18-year-old granddaughter shows up needing her help. They don't say in what she's needing her help for, and that may be an issue for a lot of people. But it's Lily Tomlin is Lily Tomlin, and she's wonderful. She's wonderful to watch, and a lot of people think that she's going to be nominated for Best Actress. I don't know. Marsha Gay Harden is getting a lot of work these days, and God bless, but Sam Elliott will blow your socks off. I have never seen him better in a movie. It's got some twists and turns. It's very thoughtful. It's R-rated. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but it's, I love Lily, so, and I thought she's really good in this, all right? Learning to Drive is Patricia Clarkson, Ben Kingsley, Grace Goomer, which is Meryl Streep's daughter, who seems to be in everything these days, God bless. As her marriage dissolves, a Manhattan writer takes driving lessons from a Sikh instructor with marriage troubles of his own. In each other's company, they find the courage to get back on the road and the strength to take the wheel. I mean, Ben Kingsley is always fun to watch. Patricia Clarkson's a good actress. This one seems a little bit chick flicky, to be quite honest. And given the fact that I'm a chick, I probably shouldn't be offended by it. I wanted a little bit. I'm not sure why this didn't quite work for me. There we go. Some Kind of Beautiful. It doesn't have a rating. I actually kind of liked it. I would watch Pierce Brosnan do anything. He's a Cambridge poetry professor who begins to reevaluate his life of excess. He gets involved with a younger woman who's Jessica Alba. Malcolm McDowell is in this, who plays his dad. And it makes you really, really miss Malcolm McDowell. I mean, he's a terrific actor. And he, believe it or not, is convincing as Pierce Brosnan's dad. Selma Hayek plays just Alba's sister. And, I mean, some of this looks a little bit like Mamma Mia. It's a smash-up of a number of different kind of genres. But as I said, given a choice between Learning to Drive and Some Kind of Beautiful, I'd definitely go with Some Kind of Beautiful. Pierce Brosnan, I think, is wonderful. Malcolm McDowell is great. The two women are pretty enough. So, all right, what would I choose as this week's movie? Hitman is, if you're looking for just 90 minutes of pure escapism, Hitman's fun. Grandma is thoughtful and is not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And Some Kind of Beautiful, I mean, Pierce is, I mean, it's gorgeous people and kind of unrealistic dilemmas to a certain extent, but you've got good enough actors in it that you actually get compelled. So it's the dog days of summer. The reason you go to a movie these days is not because the movies are great, but because they have air conditioning that's free. So enjoy the air conditioning. You know, I think Agent 47 was if you've got an 18-year-old teenage boy in your life, I mean, he's going to love Hitman Agent 47. It's what that age guys go to movies for: car chases, shooting, noise, and who cares about the plot? I mean, the plot actually works well enough here. Grandma, there are a whole bunch of women's movies this week that that Grandma, basically, even though, you know, it's not probably exactly a chick flick, but more or less Learning to Drive and Some Kind of Beautiful are all going to appeal more to women, I suppose, than men. So, actually, you Straight Outta Compton may be the number one movie again this week. It certainly has much more of a message than any of the other ones. But, you know, as I said, I was really pleasantly surprised with Agent 47, even though you're going to say that and say, how could she like this? There's nothing to it. And that's basically true. As I said, cheekbones, car chases, and balletic violence. I mean, if that's what you're into, for given the fact of where it is, and occasionally the dialogue is so clunky it's laughable, but what are you going to do? All right? 855-993-7569. What have I got? 1 minute here?
Yes.
All right, so I'm trying to think, can we do the last sexual harassment, or should we just sort of put it off till tomorrow? How long is the sexual harassment?
It is, I don't know, because Facebook is not cooperating with me at the very moment.
Okay, and I know we have a cool email that we didn't quite get to as well. I tell you what, we'll do the email, and we'll do the we'll finish up the sexual harassment unless you can find it in the next 2 seconds. No, huh?
Not 2 seconds.
Not 2 seconds. Not all right. Seconds. Fair enough. All righty. So we'll do that. Look, let me point out that if you're a man in the workplace, understand that you want to treat the women who are working with you for your own safety as well as theirs, and for the sake of efficiency at work, as if they were straight out of a nunnery. All right, so you want to treat them respectfully the same way you would want your mother or your sister or your daughter to be treated. Safest thing to do, or the same way you treat a man. All right, that we don't go out of our way to acknowledge our sexual beings at work. Work is about competence. That's it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.